To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of June, 2022. You know what we got. We got the best Apple WWDC 2022 news. And we're going to get you caught up on all the highlights and the best of it in less than 5 minutes.
Welcome and thank you.
Yes, things started off with
Timmy Boy
at this year's WWDC from Apple. And things kicked right off with iOS 16. Lots of new features coming our way, especially if you've got an iPhone 14 that we don't have yet. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Just like the rumors were saying, completely redesigned lock screen with lots of personalization, where you can tap on any element and customize it, say the color, the clock, and add widgets or don't add widgets. Plus, you can always change the backdrop and, of course, the filters too. Also on the new lock screen, live activities, which basically are the widgets giving you updates in real time. Plus, there'll be better support for focus modes, even allowing you to customize alerts and notifications you receive on your lock screen, and a whole bunch more, especially, again, if you're on iPhone 14. Again, we'll get to that in a minute. iOS 16 also, yes, messages, finally. We can unsend it, we can edit it. Hey, Twitter, are you listening? And yes, you'll be able to edit those sent messages to get rid of any typos or any stupid spelling you possibly have there. Also, a message. Share play abilities will come into focus, so you can share videos, of course, and watch them with friends or, of course, family members. And you can do that while you send messages back and forth. Also in iOS 16, yep, Apple is becoming a bank. Of course, with Apple Pay on board, you'll be able to pay later. At least you hope you can pay later. Basically, it splits purchases into 4 equal payments, and you can spread them over many weeks, apparently with 0 interest and fees applied. Up to a certain point, of course. There's a bunch of other updates coming to Wallet, HomeKit, CarPlay, and a lot of other things, including Safety Check, something Apple very much highlighted on in the WWDC keynote. It's a new privacy feature that will let you review and reset access that you've actually granted to other users. Just in case one of those users you did grant access to, yeah, you're no longer on good terms with. Now, since we're talking about iOS 16, we'll also talk about iPadOS 16, which pretty much gets many of the same features. But iPads actually will gain a few things, like collaboration perks and even updated Game Center profiles. WatchOS 9 will also gain a number of handy new exercise features. They had to do something since the fitness app was kind of included in iOS 16. They need to make it so you still want an Apple Watch. We did hear about the workout app before the event happened. Well, it's all but confirmed now, where you'll be able to keep track of your heart rate zones while exercising and even set goals based on the heart rate zone you want to stay. In fact, when you do run, you'll be able to see more of your watch's screen by using the digital crown to scroll through various screens with different data recorded on them. Don't know how hard it's going to be to keep using that digital crown while you're in motion, but we'll see. Of course, there's health and fitness too, including the new medications app, making it easier to remember which pill you're on by the hour. Okay, other than that, the biggest highlight of the show, of course, was hardware, and that means MacBook Pros and MacBook Airs. And, of course, the M2 chip. Yes, Apple unveiled their new portable computers today. And, of course, with the new M2 chip on board, Apple's promising 18% faster CPU performance and 35% faster GPU performance. Now, yeah, the new MacBook Air, totally redesigned. The wedge shape, yep, completely gone. It's going to weigh in at only 2.7 pounds, 11.3 millimeters thick, and the rumors that we were getting yesterday about no colors, well, that was a bunch of BS. That's why we call them rumors. 4 colors will be available for the new MacBook Air, sporting a 13.6-inch liquid retina display and promising 25% brighter screens than the previous model. There's a 1080p webcam too, Touch ID on the keyboard, a fanless interior design, yep, no noise is going to be heard here. Unfortunately, there's a drawback, only 2 Thunderbolt ports. But we do have the MagSafe charging back, and guess what? A headphone jack. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Makes you wonder if the headphone jack's going to be coming back anywhere else. And one thing that's lovely to see, 18 hours of video playback on the MacBook Air. Yes, video playback. They didn't say battery life. So we'll have to actually wait and see in the wild just how good battery life really is. Laptop, of course, not available now. That's one rumor we got right. Apparently it'll be available next month, starting at a price of $1,199. Also, of course, the Pro brother to the Air, the MacBook Pro 13-inch. This, of course, has the M2 chip on board, 8-core CPU and 10-core GPU, with support for up to 24 gigabytes of RAM and 2 terabytes of storage. Now, battery life on this, yes, battery life, 20 hours. And will only cost you $100 more, actually, when it's available, yes, again, next month. Starting price for the MacBook Pro M2, $1,299. So all in all, that pretty much wraps up WWDC in less than 5 minutes. At least I think we're less than 5 minutes. I haven't looked at the clock. One thing has to be said, the event kind of dragged. But at least we got some new features that we've been wanting. Unfortunately, like with all things with Apple, for most Apple fans out there, we're still wanting more. And that's probably going to come in iPhone 14. Ah, you thought I forgot about it. Yeah, most of those features that is coming in iOS 16 only going to be available on iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. So that Apple Pay Later, yeah, that might come in handy here in a few months. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, of course, for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the latest episodes, of course, of the Mac Show and the Big Show over there, and get caught up on past episodes of the new show as well. You can also check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.